See, that wasn't so hard.
It wasn't, and I can't say anything, because, like, in theater, as stage manager, we also had to go on the queue of Go.
Yeah, stage manager, get it together.
Damn.
Oh, God. But, anyways, welcome to episode 0 of... We're debating between two titles right now of the show. We're open to suggestions. Please drop in the comments of what you would name your podcast. Or you can also take the other name of this podcast if we don't choose it, I guess. We don't have copyright because that costs money.
You have to pay us.
Yes, a small discretion of the show. We are all just fans. None of us are experts
in the subject matter.
A little bit.
Everything that we say on the show is just
personal
opinions
that are objectively correct.
That are objectively at least very good.
Our opinions can change once new information is brought up, or context has changed, or we just change as people, honestly. And none of us are Korean, nor have any of us lived in a heavy Korean society. It's just a good time for us to catch up on the non-stop turning wheel of K-pop as well. And
So the two names that we're currently considering to name this podcast are Hater Racha and Hagline. I think both of these are so fucking good.
I don't know. It's not tied to 80s, is it? No.
No,
it's not tied to
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a riff off of Hyung Line and Maknae Line and
And the fact that we're all K-pop old, which actually just means that we are pushing
older
30.
Than 25.
Just like Hater Racha is just so good.
It's just so good.
It just silos us. We're not like the hardest core stays out there, and also it might set the precedent of we just hate everything in K-pop, which is not true.
Yeah, like, that's what I was thinking, too. You're so right. We don't want to just be like, this is our negative hot takes about everything. Because, while we all like Stray Kids, and, that's why we became friends.
Oh, yeah! Wait, no, we were already friends. That's why we bonded over K-pop.
And now Jack's buying tickets for, 9 people at a time.
Oh, my God.
It's terrible. Suffering.
Suffering from success.
Okay. Yeah, a little bit. But, both are good.
Yeah. Should we go with Hagline? I feel like...
It's more neutral.
It's more neutral.
We don't have to... We can still keep stewing on it.
Yeah,
maybe
we don't
there'll
have
be
to,
another
right
funny...
Now.
Another funny option will come up. Hagline's pretty good, though.
We'll just put it in the bank.
Yeah.
Temporary name. Welcome to the Hagline K-pop podcast.
What's up?
How are you? Should we introduce ourselves?
Yeah.
Yes.
Irina, you can go first.
Who's the Hagline Maknae?
It's me.
Yeah, we could just tell by your voice.
I'm gonna kill myself. Hi. Ew.
Is this cringy? I know. Is it giving Korea boo? We're like,
he's the Maknae. Yeah, it's giving a little bit Korea boo, but is that not to be expected from a K-pop podcast?
I feel like I've surpassed the Koreaboo lines of just nobody's saying it seriously. Everybody's saying it as a joke, and that's what makes it funny.
Exactly. I was traveling for work recently, and I had to get my Duolingo in before the end of the day. And then someone was like, "Oh, how come you're learning Korean?" And I just had to look them dead in the face and be like, "I'm kind of a Koreaboo."
No, you did not.
Hello, my name is Aim. My pronouns are they, them. I have been into K-pop for not that long. I am a baby, some might say. I got into K-pop during the pandemic because my mother-in-law is a massive ARMY, and somehow that just rubbed off on me. My old group is ATEEZ. I don't know, what else should we say?
That's it. We'll learn more about you through everything we watch. We don't want to give too much away right now.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a little secret.
Wait, okay, so your old group is ATEEZ. Who's your old bias? Over all the kingdom.
Oh,
It's too hard.
Yeah. It's like, so for the listeners at home, Yoongi was like my first bias, and it's still just like so important to me, but also like Hong Joon is just like my little man. So picking between my little gay men is a really hard decision. I love them both a lot.
Valid. You never forget your first little man.
Exactly.
I guess that should be in another discretion part of the beginning. Do we have...
Oh, no.
Are we gonna assume sexualities or assign or whatever and stuff like that, or no?
I think if someone listens to this podcast and is like, wow, I can't believe this person just called Hong Joon gay, then, like, that's really funny.
This is not for you. Maybe they okay, you can leave. Here. You're 8 minutes into the show. Also, you can leave now.
Yeah, I was gonna be also like, do we want to give additional context of like, all three of us are LGBTQ plus people, and if you can't take like a little bit of
a little jerky
good
jerk.
A good old LGBTQ plus jokey jokes, yeah. We have a lot of trauma. This is how we cope.
I need my little men to make me feel better. Yeah.
Like sees like. It's exactly. Like looking in the mirror sometimes, except the socio-political economic context of the mirror is always a little bit different. But anyway.
What a great intro.
On my IRL best friends. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
That's fair.
Thanks. Arena's turn.
Hi, my name is Arena. I use she, they pronouns. I got into K-pop during the pandemic. Just, you know, the BTS virus took over my body and fell in that way. Unfortunately, that was like during their era of English releasing title tracks, so I can't say I'm an OG and I bear that burden on my shoulder. But now, after that, I just went into all K-pop groups, but primarily focusing on boy groups, and my alt group is 17.
Bow, 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 bow. And what who is growth? Your alt bias?
It's so hard. Because I like every group I like bias in, I always double bias regardless, so it's between, at this time, I would say Sungkwan and Hong Joon. Release a collab, please. I would love to see it.
That would be fun.
I was holding my breath waiting for something else. I have my finger on the mute, ready to mute.
Wait, really? Who?
Don't talk about it. Don't say it. Oh.
This is for a later reveal.
Yeah. We'll save the boyfriend reveal until later on.
Oh! Okay. That's fair.
Young.
Our Ew, shepherd love. Through all of K-pop.
Hello, I am the progenitor.
I'm gonna kill you.
My name is Jack. I am the progenitor.
Yeah.
Anyway, my name is Jack. What are we talking? What are we saying? I'm Jack. I'm the progenitor. I use he, they pronouns. I have been into K-pop since like 2008 when I was a little baby child in high school. And I had a friend that moved from Bangkok, I think.
Wow.
And we used to burn each other's CDs and like trade music. And so I would burn whatever like little emo shit I was listening to at the time, like fucking Good Charlotte or whatever. And then she would burn me music, and then we would trade music back and forth, and she gave me a CD with K-pop on it, and so it's all her fault.
So there's a progenitor to the...
Yeah, there's always a progenitor to the progenitor. Always.
I could have organically gotten into it if I followed through with following the Wonder Girls in fourth grade.
Yeah, I think in time, because I used to listen to a lot of, like, J-pop and, like, Visual K, which is, like, a Japanese... punk rock subgenre. I think eventually it would have led into, because there's definitely a pipeline there. So it has been 16 years of K-pop, and everybody thought that it would be a phase, and it has never been a phase, unfortunately. My alt group is SHINee.
Wow.
Wee. SHINee and ATEEZ. ATEEZ is my new one, but SHINee will forever be. Yeah.
And your alt.
My alt of alt is Junghyun from SHINee. And my alt, other alt, my later alt is Sunghwa from ATEEZ. And oh my god, Taeyong from NCT. Sorry, I have a lot of olds, but like,
I feel like I've been around for long enough. You should be allowed to like collect one super alt every 5 years, and then I think you get like a little five star generation.
I think per generation you should be able to have olds.
Oh, that's fair, actually.
So that's like Junghyun is like my Gen 2 alt, and then Taeyong is my Gen 3 alt, and Sunghwa is my Gen 4 alt.
Okay, but what if you like get into K-pop later? Like, what if I got into it now? Can I only have a Gen 5 alt?
Oh, no. Well, are all the groups that you listen to only in Gen 5?
No, a lot of people like go back and listen to it and
yeah, stuff. And then that would be like your Gen 4 alt, your Gen 3 alt, etc. I guess.
Mark myself as busy on Teams. Whoops.
But also, I feel like that's an entire discussion for another day of like, when does it go from being just like your favorite member to like being your alt? Like, what are the differences?
That seems like a really good, I guess, fun deep dive question that we should have a spinoff on. And I am typing it down so we do not forget it.
Add it to the schedule.
I don't have a calendar schedule.
I'm just kidding. It was just a colloquialism.
Well, don't talk about that with the project manager here, because will probably make a calendar.
It's brainstorming. Brainstorming in real time.
Yeah. Anyways, it's also recorded forever, so people are like five friends who will be listening to this can hold us more accountable.
We'll be waiting for this. They'll be waiting for this for the episode where we discuss the differences in terminology. Oh my gosh, and the way that K-pop terminology has changed in fandom over time. Honestly, really an interesting linguistic deep dive.
Cool, let's segue our way into this week's news. At the time of recording, it is August 30th, 2024.
Oh.
But yes, very heavy week on all things news. We'll just go off of what has officially been published and all that good stuff. But let's just start it with something light as...
back for Water Bomb in like 2 weeks, but
oh my god, is that soon? Jesus. Yeah. I have not been paying attention to Water Bomb other than the fact that it is a mess.
That's the best way to approach it, since we're not going. Let's just forget about it.
I wholeheartedly agree.
It's just like Water Bomb is like a summer event, so once they released it in what, end of May or early May, we're just like, summer is right there, where are they, what's going on? why is there not more information? And like, time just kept passing, we're like, okay, it's not gonna happen, and then it started happening again, we're like, oh my god.
Being on the East Coast, you forget. I mean, maybe you don't, Arena, since you like grew up in California, but just like, I was like, what do you mean you're having a water festival in like the middle of September? It's gonna be chilly. And they're like, no it won't. And I'm like, oh yeah, I guess, huh.
And also just global warming. I feel like hot months last until November now.
Ew.
Yeah. They definitely could have had it at a more summer-appropriate time there.
Mm-hmm. Especially if they wanted to catch, like, the wave of, like, college students who are out and whatnot. Especially because this is an 18-plus event. Yeah.
Oh my god, I forgot who else I was going. I'm gonna chew glass.
Did y'all see that they lowered prices, though?
No.
Yeah, people were already getting refunds. Because they had the pricing for, like, tier 2 or whatever be the same as VIP. When you got absolutely nothing. And, yeah, enough people complained that they lowered the prices and were giving refunds.
I don't want y'all to be surprised when I say this, but, like, I want to see Jay Park at Water Bomb so bad.
We're already so canceled now.
No, because, okay, have you never heard Mame in your entire life? Like, I don't even care how old that song is. That's the exact song I would want to shake my ass to at Waterbomb. That is, like... Have you never heard that song before?
I don't think so. The only J-pop song that I'm aware of is when he had that one video of, like, the acoustic version of, like... Oh, fucking, what was it?
See, but this is also when I disclaimer that I never listened to J-Park, like, in general, beforehand, either as part of 2PM or, like, his solo stuff. But I love that. I just like that song.
Yeah, that's fair. No, he did a tiny...
Now we gotta listen to Mame.
He did a Tiny Desk concert. And... Oh, yeah, the lyrics, in the most, like, acoustic way possible, he was singing, like, I know you got a fat ass, I love that fat ass.
That's like and it was just, meme. Like... Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It was so funny. It was so funny.
Yeah.
He's such a little weirdo.
And he hasn't, like, toured in the U.S., so it's just, like...
He hasn't.
Like... It's seriously, like, all these, like, Korean rappers and R&B artists... It's just, this is the only time they're probably ever going to come here and do something. And it really sucks.
Scroll down a little bit more.
I'm going to miss them. Because I would love to, like, just see all their, like, best hit songs.
Like, I would see Jessie at Waterbomb. Like, it would just, like, it's just fun. Like, it's just fun music that would be good in, like, a festival scene.
You know?
Yeah. The lineup is good.
Yeah. Everyone's, like, just complaining because it's, like, not a KCON lineup. And it's just like, you don't know. These people.
Yeah.
Just, like, wanted...
It's not supposed to be a KCON lineup.
Oh, I didn't realize people
Oh, my God. K-Will?
I was definitely complaining, seeing the most complaints about the pricing, the venue.
Yeah, because in the other venues... Actually, this lineup is making me a little sick.
Yeah.
It's, like, none of these people
I
will
need to
tour
see Jessie shaking your ass completely wet.
Like, the closest we're gonna get is, like, Head in the Clouds, and the lineup for Head in the Clouds has been getting, like, worse and worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, like, a little too unknown for me, Head in the Clouds.
No.
The thing, oh, yeah, God, I love I just, like, keep telling myself I don't enjoy festivals. Right? Wouldn't that be fun, though? It would just be, like, this is fun. Oh, my God, Yuka's playing.
There's our
oh my God,
K-pop
now.
This woman.
That's so fucking funny.
Yuka!
You know what? Congrats on her making it here. Yeah. Like, huge. Like,
that would be fun.
Like, dedicated to the scene. It's, like, getting paid off. Or not. The payoff is getting... Is
yeah.
Not being paid off.
I swear to God, there was meant to be a New York one.
Oh, and more people?
Like...
No, someone kept, like, telling me. I was just like, oh, we'll just go to the New York one. And I'm like... I feel like I'm being, like, I just, like, transferred...
Gaslit.
Yeah, timelines, or, like, alternate universes, where it's just, like, one place, there's Waterbomb New York, and one there isn't.
Yeah.
No, because I think what happened was, at one KCON event...
I had the list of cities.
No, sorry, not a KCON. Yeah, I think it was another Waterbomb. Exactly. Yeah. And New York was on that list, which is a really weird thing to include when... There is no New York, but it said 2024, and now
K-pop just hates New York now.
Yeah,
I just keep telling myself like I don't enjoy festivals in general because of the crowd, etc. And that's like the number one complaint I've been seeing people say too, besides the price, is that the other festivals in the other countries, they're set up as like GA festival areas, except for the little VIP pit in the front, whereas LA has like seats and tiers and this and that. So like. You could get up and wander around, I guess, if you want, but it has a lot less of the, like, free-roaming feel of a festival.
Yeah. All the other festival layouts really reminded me of, actually, like, Lollapalooza and Coachella.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you mean?
Like, the dry zones, the wet zones, etc. What do you mean? Tickets coming
what?
Soon.
I
what
can't
happened?
Get tickets anymore? Hello? Or is this a part of their, like, refund? What is going on? Let me look!
Yeah, I saw people literally, like, browsing seats and stuff.
Maybe it sold out?
It did not. I mean, unless it sold out in the last, like, 2 days. August 31st, Saturday, tomorrow? New ticket drop. Oh, so they froze it. It just says please click the link in the bio. When was this posted though? 16 hours ago. Oh, maybe they refunded everything and then they're redoing sales. That's crazy.
It's Immortal Songs 2.0.
This is really crazy. Especially because this shit is literally in like 2 weeks.
Imagine as a marketing person, you have to sell an event for, I don't know how big this place holds, probably like 20,000, honestly.
Oh, September 28th, 29th.
20,000 tickets in less than 2 weeks. In like 2 weeks, basically.
In a month, yeah.
That is just a terrifying thought.
Oh, these are the new prices?
New prices.
Frankly, those prices don't look significantly better.
Okay, P3 lower, which is that side right by VIP floor, is only $10 cheaper now. Like,
that's
girl.
That's so insulting. Be fucking serious.
It's not the same. I mean, like, arbitrarily, that is a good view. But if you're not getting VIP stuff / perks as well.
Yeah. I just...
What's the point?
Save the $50 and go a few rows back.
Yeah.
But yeah, good luck to them selling that many tickets in
crazy.
That small amount of time. They've...
Ugh, the...
See, that's the worst thing, is that these stupid fucking events give themselves the most insane timelines. They drop the tickets late, they make the tickets expensive, they drop the artist lineup late, they put it all in one city.
Oh, 27,000?
Like, why can't we sell out this event? Yeah, bitch, I wonder the fuck why.
It's probably 30,000 with the floor being GA.
Mm, that's crazy.
Oh my god, good fucking luck, that.
Yeah, and then we're gonna be like, why can't we get Waterbomb in New York? Because LA bombed, and they're not gonna do the same risk again.
Like, it just needs to be all GA. And that's, like, 100,000% you know that they were betting on ATs selling these tickets. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah, but also people knowing that they're going to have a festival set, which is going to be way shorter. And, like, you're willing to drop that money for a full ATs show, but not for, like, 25, 30 minutes of ATs.
Especially after they've literally just finished a tour. That was much... they visit a lot more cities than just LA, like,
and their tour was expensive.
Yeah.
Like,
everyone's still recovering.
Their tour was
not
cheap. Yeah,
and not to mention like 17 dropping tickets immediately after, like, ATs. So it's like,
and that Caratini vein runs deep.
Yeah,
but yeah, like ATs VIP, having those insane VIP packages, and then also being face value like $600. So yeah, like, don't get me wrong, if you love festivals, I feel like Waterbomb will be fun, but
if,
like,
if you live in LA, lucky you, you're gonna have a great time. If you
like,
live
the lineup
in driving
does look
distance.
Really fun, and the worst part is, like, I'm torn still between, like, wanting this to not go well because I can't go, versus, like, I want these artists to come back, so I need it to sell.
Yeah. I know, I would love this to be a success, so we get a New York or an East Coast one.
Yeah.
Like, somewhere vaguely more central than LA would be fantastic. I,
like,
need Fuasa to come to the US, but she's not gonna do that on her own tour, so kill
but
me.
If she could just do, like, small venues, like, just Town Hall, like, just,
right?
Like... the Paramount, like, girl, get in here somewhere. Like, Jesse, bitch, just get your ass in fucking Terminal 5. Get your ass in Webster Hall. Come over.
Come
Hello?
Home.
Rent out a fucking boat. Come home, bitch. Rent out a fucking boat. Let's be on the river. Hello? I'll pay tickets for a boat with, like, an open bar and whatever. Come here, Jesse.
Honestly, Jesse should do, like, Head in the Clouds. That would be such a good fit for
Has
her.
Has she not?
Like, bitch, get over here.
I don't think she's done any kind of tour for
it's
the US.
Been a while.
Yeah, she's a festival girly.
At least not since I've been into K-pop,
Jesse, if you hear this, we're, like, really close in age, so, like, don't feel some kind of way. I'm talking to you like a friend. Like, just come here. And here is New York. Come to New York.
Yeah, bestie, come home. Come home.
Okay, well, that's Waterbomb. Let's see how it pans out over the weekend, and then we can circle back, and it's truly the health of the industry versus my personal dreams and wishes.
Yeah. Vendetta against LA.
Yeah. Yeah.
Other big news. Was it just like today they re-debuted 50/50?
Yeah, the music video dropped at like midnight. I truly just cannot believe that they got four new girls to come into that company. I feel so bad for them already. I hope they are being some level of taken care of, because it would be absolutely fucking horrific to have this now five-girl group, and then in 6 months' time we find out that those poor girls are being treated the exact same way that the original four were.
Well, the thing is, too, is that the original lineup, so Sana, Seo, and Aaron all left and filed their lawsuit against Attract. So Kina is the only original member of 50/50 left. And the way that these girls got shat on by KNET and K-Media, like, I don't even know if people actually believe that they were, like, mistreated. Because then people were out here, like, blaming their parents for trying to, like, pull fast ones on the company or whatever. Like, I just saw too many KNETs not believing the girls. And so, like, when these new girls enter the company and enter 50/50, do they also, like, not think any of that is real, you know?
Yeah, it's just, it's so insane, because the level of treatment that these girls talked about was, like, so, so extreme, like, developing eating disorders, developing,
like, their,
like,
organs
hair.
Failing.
Yeah, organ failure, oh my god.
Yeah.
Just, like, I feel like it was the exact thing that people think about with, like, oh, you know,
the absolute most negative side of K-pop.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. And it's like, cool, you did that. Thank you so much for continuing that trend.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
And what really confuses me is that, like, so often, especially with, like, big four companies, so often people are like, blame the company for this, blame the company for that, blame the company. It's always the company's fault. And then now, when it actually is the company's fault, everybody's like, oh, well, what did the girls do? What did their parents do? This and that and the other thing. And I'm like, hold up, I thought we hated the companies.
Yeah,
like, why,
like,
are we now trusting? Yeah, like, why are we now trusting the companies over what these people who are actually there living through stuff are telling us? Like,
And these poor girls were so young. Like,
so young.
Might have been, I mean, it was a couple years ago now that they were, like, last year they debuted, but, like...
Was it last year? Oh, my God.
Yeah, time isn't real. They're, like, 2004 liners. Like, these girls are, like, freshly 18, at all. My math is so bad. And, you know, their company is, like, not authorizing them to get surgery for their health. It's, like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And then also, I don't know, I could never blame parents for trying to help their kids, even if it wasn't in, like, the most contractually legal way. I don't know. I feel like a lot of people don't have any experience dealing with legality and contracts in that way at all. So, like, why, I don't know, why would these parents, and can these parents even afford lawyers, and etc. So when your kid is suffering and in terrible health and in whatever, I don't know, I'm just like, I don't know, I don't feel any sympathy ever towards the company.
Yeah. Especially when the CEO of the company has a track record of mistreating groups. He was in charge of the boy group Hotshot, I think, if I'm remembering that correctly. Like, yeah, these people are awful. What the fuck?
I don't understand why or how they got any new members, honestly.
Yeah.
But hope these girls are protected, and maybe someone actually took the allegations a little seriously, at least, so people are, like, keeping an eye on Attract, but I am not hopeful.
I think their lawsuit could have been a huge wave of, like, another step forward of, like, treating K-pop idols more humanely from, like, ever since, like, I don't know, the 14-year contract, moving to when GOT7 got their rights to retain their...
Yeah, to 7 years.
Yeah, but like the first one being the 14, reduced down to 7 was a huge step in a lawsuit that sided with Idols, and then the GOT7 one where they gave permission to the group to use all their imaging and like owning stuff as well, I believe, or like they could just at least move forward to use the name and branding.
Yeah, like essentially they retain the entire rights of the group.
That was another step forward favoring Idols. This could have been another one, but yeah, it's just like
the hearing is ongoing. Oh, okay. Like a lawsuit for this is like still... actively taking place at the moment, which is I'm looking at an article at the moment that says that the first hearing was scheduled for yesterday, which is so fucking crazy then that they redebuted on the same date.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, what can we do to, like, cover this news? Fuck you guys.
That's crazy. But yeah, I just, like, I just need more other idols to, like, tell us about their, like, experience, especially when they were in their debuting phase of, like, how bad was it? Like, especially I want to compare it, like, is it just finally people being like, this is enough of, like, treatment towards idols, or is this just being, like, they actually had, they were a more serious extreme case of idol treatment?
Yeah. I don't know how binding these NDAs are, etc., like, after the fact, even after groups have fallen apart or, like, have distanced themselves from their companies. Mm-hmm. But, am really looking forward to, like, EXO members speaking about stuff more. I know Baekhyun has, like, said / hinted at a lot of stuff, and I know that they're currently probably still, like, ongoing fighting SM, CBXs. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if we get anything soon, it will probably be from them. Did you guys ever hear of the group Momoland? Yes.
I've heard of them, but I definitely don't know what happened.
Yeah. I mean, disclaimer, I'm not really sure what happened besides one hit. Them just disbanding. Yeah, boom, boom. That was a good song. But one of their members is on TikTok a lot now talking about various things. Her name is Daisy. And she does talk about a lot of different topics with, like, pretty open frankness. But I don't think has gone into anything really, like, controversial or etc. So I don't know if that's just like personal choice, in which case, like, good idea probably, but yeah, just interesting to see people getting away from it, talking about it more.
I think it does help that her company was smaller ish so they probably don't have enough money to go after her. As someone who has a lifelong NDA, actually, they can do that.
See,
to receive my severance, I agreed for a lifelong NDA.
I just think it's really crazy that, like, the girls that were in 50/50, that Cupid went so fucking big. Like, I know Cupid made so much fucking money, and the fact that they don't get, like, any of it.
Yeah, you know what's also crazy is the twin version of Cupid, the one that blew up,
doesn't even have the girl in it.
Yep, only two of the members are on it.
Yep. As pre-debut 50/50 fans. pre-debut original 50/50 fans.
Like, I'm sorry that Loving Me is one of the best songs that I've ever heard.
It's so good.
I'm just so sad about it at all times.
When did it even...
It was like...
Because I remember posting it and being like...
It was like November 22?
Yeah, I think it was like the end of the year, so it was like rolling into the new year. Yeah. We're just like, oh, something's rumbling or something.
Yeah, like this group is about to debut. Because they put out like, what, 2 or 3 singles before their debut?
Yeah, Loving Me was a pre-debut, and then...
And then High or High Up or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. We were here from the beginning.
I know you didn't follow these groups, but I know other, like, especially CNN girl groups, that they've, like, taken members out and put new ones in has been quite an occurrence. I remember when I was looking at the Brave Girls history, I was just like, oh my god.
Oh gosh,
they've went through it all. Same with like Black Swan. They've also gone through many iterations of the group.
Yeah, they have. But the only thing is, like with Black Swan, they don't, at least currently, perform any of this like old songs where they had the other members in them. Like they're only performing like new stuff.
Yeah,
I think it's just feels even more dramatic because it wasn't like the girls. I mean, it was their decision to leave the company and like sue them, but a lot of other times in the girl groups, they just end up leaving because like the contract is up and then also they're inactive. So I feel like you would just continue to accrue debt with the company if you're under them and you're still receiving training and XYZ, but you're not actually promoting or doing anything. So like you don't have any opportunities to earn money with which to repay your debt.
We'll never know. Or Daisy, please let us know.
Daisy, we're really chill, I swear. Okay, I have a hot take. I think this sounds more traditional K-pop-y than 5050's original music.
Interesting. Yeah, Cupid and like, definitely wasn't a favorite song of theirs for me.
Yeah, me neither. Like, that's why I was so surprised when Cupid was the song that, like, blew up. Because I was like, really? Really? Like, it was fine, but it wasn't.
It wasn't loving me.
It wasn't loving me.
It feels like a Twice song.
And I mean, granted, like, we never know if this song was originally slated for the original lineup of 5050. Like, we don't know if this was,
they could have been
like,
sitting on that for, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, because they never really got a chance to do anything more... We don't know what their sound would have continued to evolve into or contain, so who knows? I mean, it sounds fine. It sounds like a cute song, I guess. We'll not be supporting them in the future, so...
Nope.
Good luck, girls!
Well, last piece of news. The one we're all dreading.
So just in case anyone hasn't heard, we're sorry if you have to find out this way.
Man, I don't even know if I want to talk about
it's
this.
It's such a lucky situation.
We are obviously alluding to, if you don't know what's happened there, I'm so sorry for you. That really sucks.
Sorry to break it to you.
Yeah, he has been kicked out of NCT 127 for a criminal case relating to sex crimes. No more information about that has been released as far as I'm aware. And it also seems like an active investigation, so I sincerely doubt we'll get additional information.
Until it's concluded, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, proceed with caution, and if that's not something you're comfortable listening to, thank you so much for joining in, and we'll chat to you later. No, you'll hear from us later, because we don't shut the fuck up.
Just jump, like, every 5 minutes or so until we get to, we're going to listen to some songs, and that's the better part.
Yeah, and I think it goes without saying, but maybe it does, so we're going to say it anyway, is that none of us are supporting Tael anymore. Obviously, fully believe the victim, fully believe without a doubt that he did whatever the police are going to say that he did, because I've never seen anybody get kicked out of SM with such speed. and the only other details we know is that the victim originally filed a complaint in June, and then SM found out in mid-August, or like last week in August, and then proceeded accordingly once they were given whatever information they were given by the police department. Then it just must have been bad, because
oh my
god.
There
he goes. There he goes.
Yeah, I still can't believe just like waking up, seeing the Discord messages and just being like, oh, what?
Like, I live on the bus to work!
The way that there was no rumor, it nothing. Just happened, is really the part that just, like, had my jaw on the complete floor. Aside from the most obvious.
No rumors in the Western Hemisphere. Are we the Western Hemisphere?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Western fandom, at least. We cannot speak on... There have been some tweets not credited or not on the rumors flying around.
Not
Of people just basically being surprised to see him at the fan meet, more or less, because that's,
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
saw that on the bus to work at like 6:30 in the morning while I was scrolling through Twitter, and I feel like it popped up out of nowhere. Like, I've had the SM Town and like NCT official accounts blocked for a little while. I think I blocked SM Town Global a while ago because they were pissing me off. So it took a couple of minutes to trickle down, apparently. But yeah, honestly, kind of feel like somebody punched me in the solar plexus, and my immediate reaction is to like punch back.
I just remember seeing his face, and I'm like, oh, what's going on? And I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah.
It's like when you see a Western actor trending on Twitter, and you click on his name, and you're like, great, cool, what the fuck did you do? It's like preparing for the worst. But I'm not used to seeing that for idols, because when we see them trending, it's like, teehee, what did the fans like do now? Why is this person trending? Because usually it's nothing. So yeah, to see a real big reason why someone is trending, just fucking wild.
I'm just so mad.
We can just say fuck him, fuck everything he's done, and we wish the victim all the best and hope that their case
that this is resolved quickly and that he faces the justice that he needs to face,
and the victim must survive South Korean culture after this as well.
I hope that their identity is kept secret, so they don't have to deal with any more anything.
Definitely. I really hope they're able to stay anonymous. I could not imagine having that out in the public. That would be...
Yeah, just general South Korean male population. I'm hoping that at least him being, like, immediately kicked brought them some kind of satisfaction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gave her some kind of, like, okay...
He's at least been deplatformed from continuing.
Yeah. And
I don't know. I can't say anything because, like, the way that they're platforming themselves, so, you know.
Yeah, so you never really know, but I'm hoping at least, like, this is going to cut him off from any further financial gain, from any further, I don't know.
Any positives that he could have gotten while he was in the position that he just abused.
Yeah, like, make him a fucking destitute fucking loser. Like, no more power, hopefully, ever.
Yeah, at least it is out there. That would have to be some kind of a relief that people don't just think he's some fucking great guy.
Yeah.
Unless they're garbage humans. But yeah, yeah. I guess that's all we can really say about it until more details are released. All right. Well, on that very fun note, who's ready to listen to some songs?
Welcome back!
Welcome back.
We're gonna listen to some new releases now. I do think we should disclose whether we've heard the song already. Or if this is the first time hearing it.
I did listen to ZB1. I feel like I have forgotten it because I only listened to it once.
I've had the song on repeat for the
last
2 days.
How did they get you again?
Damn, I...
Because this is like... We can talk about it after the video if you want. But I could tell you exactly why I like it more than some of their other stuff.
All right.
놓치지 않으려 애쓸수록 그 아픔만 깊어질 뿐이다. 그러니 도와. 그녀를.
No, I can hear it. It's fine.
When you hear the rhythm,
I can hear it.
ZB1 is I know a lot of their names, but I still can't like put their faces to their names always.
Yeah, there's a few members who are surprising.
Wanna know, 내가 해줄 수 있는 것도. Was that Chang Hao?
Ricky's the only boy I know.
That one?
Yes, I believe.
Is that Chang Hao? Yeah. He's so handsome. Like, he is such a handsome guy.
They all really are, honestly. Hanbin's getting me this time.
I don't know who that is. This is the guy that's in love with Song.
Oh, okay. Well, happy birthday to that guy. Because he had a big birthday first, and he's like, San Jung wished me happy birthday. Aww. In his tweet to his fans.
That's crazy.
Saying thanks for the birthday wishes.
It's this, it's that guy with the
red hair. Thank you, San Jung.
Good for him. Living the dream.
Just the choreography
for
so
fun. With like the sandy part. Oh, maybe we should have watched the whole video. I don't think I've seen the whole choreo.
Guess we just have to listen to it twice. A lot of
yeah, they do. And they're just, there are a lot of numbers.
What's the score like here? Is he writing their...
That's what I was kind of assuming, because from the first scene it was giving me, you know, in Love Actually, Colin Firth's character that like goes off to Portugal to like write his novel or whatever. That's what it was reminding me of. Oh, they said no more fucking with our
so
story,
a
old
bit,
man.
Like a little Truman Show-y.
Oh, maybe they're like, we're gonna write our
Which
own destiny.
Tough. Maybe why they also had, they had a 17 plus game. Which one's a call out sort of thing. Like, oh, they stole this idea.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Who's this guy?
Isn't it the same writer? Oh, the
I'm
actor
sure he's someone
himself.
Relevant.
Okay.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, the actor.
He looks so different.
That's Hanbin?
Not to be I don't regularly listen to this group, but when they do those little moments with each of the members at the end, like, how hard would it be to put their names there? Like, help us out. Like, come on.
I feel like they'll do that in the, I feel like this is the clip that they'll play before their music show performances, and
yes.
They'll put their names up, like on Bank
or
whatever.
So. I'm pretty sure. I'm sorry to any Z Roses.
He looks so different.
Yeah, but as far as I know, this is Hanbin.
Yeah. I think it's because most of the Hanbin stuff I've seen is like him before debut.
Yeah. All of him, like,
whacking. Whatever, yeah. Yeah, I like that song a lot. I love that song.
Yeah.
It's a good-ass song.
I feel like they kind of missed it with Feel the Pop. This should have been their summer song.
Oh, for sure.
It's still summer.
According to Waterbomb,
it's
still summer,
that.
I guess.
That's true. Yeah. Mm. I liked Here I Am a lot, which I know was like Boys Planet. And then I loved In Bloom. And... this song to me sounds like what I think should be ZB1's sound. And like, I don't want to say that to like pigeonhole them. Yeah, like, and I don't want it to like pigeonhole them that they can't do anything else or whatever. But I guess just this is what
I
like to hear from them.
It might just be too saturated right now with Gen 5 fresh sounds. Because it's just like they're all capitalizing on their image right now. They're just like, we have to be fresh.
Yeah. It's like, of course you should. You're like 17 to 21 year olds. Like, you should be able to like relish in your youth. But like, I really didn't like Crush, and that kind of like turned me away from like listening to more of their music that had come out. Yeah, if more stuff comes out like this, or like B-sides are like this,
I know, and I'll just like do a rotation of like what concept they're doing. So like every three will be the refreshing one, so we'll see you back when. they're back here again.
Just let me know. You know, I have a really hard time listening to like full albums of groups that I don't follow or like I'm not invested in. So like I'm not gonna go and listen to the B sides of some group just because a new album came out, I guess.
I love this. They're in their copyright war of choreography. Yeah, Tenchi Hanbin.
Some of these members I'm looking at, like, I have never seen before.
Hanbin looks so different! I didn't realize Jun's hair had gotten that long.
I didn't realize we knew these guys' names.
See, like, I think I can name most of them. I just am not sure who's who.
It's just like, yeah, half of them were so young, so they're like still growing into their faces.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out to Jiwoong though, to still.
There's Gyuvin. Yeah, shout out to, is it Tae-rae?
Yeah.
That has like a particular mouth also, and I'm like, thank God. It's like your defining feature.
Were you gonna listen all of them? All of
them. I was gonna try. But I don't want to insult any zeros.
Yeah, we need,
by, like, forgetting
some. Need a deep dive episode.
Which I will.
Zeros to like just walk us through a little bit. Very fun song. I really like it.
Yeah. Good job.
Have fun at your concert.
Love that song.
Not in the U.S. because you fucking hate us. Oh, wait. Are they going to do the thing?
They're going to... I just got an email from My Music Taste about
Crazy
LA. Stage, though.
In L.A.
In L.A.
In
L.A.
You know when they're going to come back to
Crazy,
America?
Crazy Super
for Mama,
concert.
When it's in L.A.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. That's a crazy
I guess
stage.
Nobody is going to Crazy Super Concert, though, because
I think
they
canceled
40%
it the first time,
discount.
So...
Damn.
Yeah, it was supposed to happen earlier this year or something,
Jesus.
I believe. And it had the boys even going, so I had a couple friends who were interested in going. Between the boys and, yeah, see if we won.
I mean, even right now, the lineup, like...
Yeah, it has us.
Sounds kind of good.
Tour to the U.S. this year. Oh, I did not
see
that.
It has
that. CL. Oh, my God. Good for them, getting that.
Yeah.
Damn, another crash, and then it'll be like, wow, K-pop's over in the U.S., and it's just like, no! You just fucked it up!
Yeah.
Yeah,
but it's also like
just don't know how to host events.
It's the same weekend that we're going to the Ren Fair anyway, so
yay,
we'll watch
Ren
it
Fair.
That's for the best. For the best.
Priorities.
Who has listened to this song?
I've had this album on repeat.
Aim.
It's so good.
Okay. I think
you
usually listen to it.
No, you like rap, but do you like R&B?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say no.
I'm not an
That's
R&B
not your...
auntie. I just don't like
what's
always go out
like,
listen to it.
No,
yeah.
Bread and butter. There you go. Yeah.
Not your go-to. Oh,
you
bread and butter.
Yeah, I listened to this on my drive of my 1 hour drive each way of dropping Fitzgerald off for his tooth stuff. Yeah.
It was like a little tooth surgery.
Little guy.
Don't know if I can say it. It's like it sounds very Jaehyun, at least. So I'm just like, I'm so glad you sound true to yourself.
Yeah, it does. It's so
I definitely don't know him enough to know like oh yeah, this is what his solo would sound like.
Oh yeah, well like pause it.
Let's just talk over it.
Or do you want us to just talk over
we're
it?
We're never gonna make it.
Well, you can talk over it, that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. So like I've been an N Citizen since 2018.
Damn.
Arena has recently been super into NCT over the last like
year. The NCT Nation
for like a year. Yeah,
a lot of people were just like 1 year since this stage, and I'm just like, oh, that's me. I guess a little bit longer.
Oh, yeah, and then like so, yeah, because you were around for
Dojija. I was. I mean, like I always followed their comebacks
yeah.
and I do like their title tracks, and I listened to the album all the way through. But then I'm just like, oh yeah, it's just NCT, and then like. It was golden age, and just like something in my brain chemistry just like flipped, and then I'm just like, I understand it. Yeah, I understand every just single like beat track on. Now, and went back and listened to everything again. And I'm just like, okay, I get it now. But like, I've been listening to it since sticker era, even, because that's when I was getting into K-pop. And I'm just like, who the fuck is this group that keeps winning everything? And then I listen to it. I'm just like, oh, okay, well, maybe it's other songs. And then I'm just like, oh,
yeah.
Good, but it's just like not for me. And then my brain did a 180 somehow. I don't know.
Okay. You got past 25 and your frontal cortex developed.
But what were you going to say, since you were a fan for a long time?
Like, we've always known that he has, like, a beautiful voice and, like, a really unique voice also. Nobody really in K-pop quite sings like him and, like, has his, like, baritone voice as a main vocal. So it's really nice to get this from him.
I feel like from all of the Seventh Sense solos that we've been getting, and all of like all those members have such identity, and it's just kind of crazy
they
that
really do.
You're able to put them all in a group and be like, work it out. It's like just Dohyeong next to some other members,
yeah.
And just like, what the fuck?
Have them work out so well together. Yeah, and Jaehyun has always been very, like, I'm tired of saying private because I feel like it's kind of like an unfair distinction, but I don't mean it in like a bad way. He's obviously allowed to have his privacy and like his life and stuff, but sometimes he seems even more guarded than, like, I mean, I guess just in comparison to other NCT members. And never, like, being a Valentine, I've never paid, like, over attention to him beyond just, like, his role in NCT and enjoying his role in NCT. So this is, like, not a surprise to me, but it's just nice to see. I'm like, yes, express yourself.
Like, what you want to share. And it's, like, it's your time to shine. Do what you want with your time slot, basically, which is really nice.
Yeah.
How'd you like the song, Aim?
Yeah, it was alright. I would listen to it again. I'll give his whole mini a lesson. A listen. I think I saw him music stage for... He's promoting other
only
songs
doing
as
one,
well, isn't he? I'm not making that up, right?
Pre-recording, because he's not doing the live stage, which he would usually get is like two stages. One pre-recording and then one live during the full show recording.
Oh, I've heard this as well. I liked this. I think I like this more, actually.
But they're also all in English. I would love to hear the great version of these songs.
I was about to say, Jaehyun!
I realize how handsome he is.
No, for real. And it's like you've always
really
known.
Cute.
But he looks so cute. And like, I hate to be this person, but like, his music and like him in this video really reminds me of like Baekhyun and Dio's solo stuff. Which like makes sense because they both. The three of them grew up through SM, like, vocal training and kind of fulfilling the same roles in their groups. Yeah. But I feel like SM also goes out of their ways to recruit people that lean into this type of music. Like, their voices are more suited towards this kind of music. And this music video reminds me of some of Dio's music videos.
I need to watch The Behind for all of these things. I want to see, like, his experiences more. I'm very just interested to learn more about him. Okay, but roses.
I should text my ex.
It's so good.
I fucking love this song. Thought that I was good,
turns out I'm a little far from it. Like, this song makes me want to walk in the middle of the street in the rain in the dark. Like,
because everything red's a cold reminder of you.
Like, you don't call me. Like, this song invokes in me the same, like, emotional response I get from listening to Becky on Bambi.
I'm 6 feet deep when I see roses. This does kind of remind me of something else, but I'm not sure.
Get up a tree.
Roses. Really useful contribution I had there.
We are waiting. This is his song. And one more SM Family
Love it.
One that we're
Love
all going to have to listen to at the concert in a couple of weeks. I can't take the English lyrics of this seriously. In the morning
when you wake up. Yeah. Oh, a friend of mine worked on the actual music video for this.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she was a compositor on it.
Nice.
Lena knows her because they went to the same arts
college.
Oh, Lena was her teacher, actually.
nice. Lena in the back, like, we didn't go to the same school. I taught her everything she knows.
I mean, it was still the same school.
Yeah.
Because Lena teaches at the school that she went to. And Lena's yelling something in the background, but I have a headset on, so I can only hear noises and not the proper words. But yeah, when she posted about it on her Instagram, she'd be like, I worked on this. I was like, oh my god, that's so sick, congrats. And I get that response back. It's like, ah, oh, Lena told me you're a fan of NCT. And I was just like, I am. Yeah, and then I was trying to explain to Alina, but I'm like, oh, but I'm not like an N-citizen.
You listen.
Like, I don't care. You were a fan of NCT, aside by me. I was like, okay.
You're not a stan.
Exactly.
And we're gonna cheer.
The song is just kind of goofy there.
That's not what I said.
Really? What did you say?
I said, to a normie, it's just black and white.
Oh, yeah.
If you like NCT, but aren't, you're a fan. Whether you want to be under their umbrella,
it's an easy identifying, understanding of how much you know about them and stuff.
See, that's what our episode is going to be about, fandom terminology in the future.
Yeah, that would be a good one. But yeah, there you go.
I have nothing to say about this song's lyrics because Mark wrote them. You go, Mark.
Oh, Mark, you did a great job. Can you write another song like Golden Hour there?
Wait for the Molo to come out next year.
He's so pregnant with that album, and I am waiting for him to
give
birth.
He's only in like the...
the first trimester.
Maybe the first trimester. Yeah, let it go. Yeah, I'm glad they filmed this.
Yeah,
Mad Libs chunk.
Have they always had Mad Libs chunks?
Probably. Constantly on and off, but yeah, I think these are their like, personal likes because Jim is like kind of make a big deal about like, oh, my color. I don't think they have one, but Jimin's mic usually is pink.
Stop.
At least they didn't cue. They should have, actually, maybe.
Sure, is the English title or English song. She haunts me.
Maybe they'll do it at the very during the end of the show or stuff.
Like, sing along. Remember when TXT were just like, we put the lyrics up and it's like in Hangul and we're just like,
Yeah.
And they're just like, this is a pre-release song. Okay. And I'm just like,
and then they're like,
so we've never even heard it before and now we have to sing along to it. I don't even know where the melody goes.
I was dying. Fighting my demons out there.
Ooh, exciting.
Oh, here.
Jack, I feel like you'll like it. So if you don't.
I feel like I might like it as well. I.
Still fuck either. Yeah.
Still fuck Scooter Braum.
Before we listen to this one. Fuck Scooter Braum.
Bang PD! You little fuck bitch! You little bitch, Bang PD! Meet me outside right now.
You want to? We just want to listen to some Lil Seraphim and watch the video.
Act like an angel, oh, period. Just
like crazy. Has Elena seen this yet?
Act like an angel, just like crazy.
Yes. Of course. Aim's wife is a fear not.
Yeah. But really gave up your cheese time.
I was like, thank God we're finally back in the, like, Eve Psyche and the Blue Beard's wife vibes.
It still feels very K-pop to me, too.
Yeah.
Like an angel dressed like crazy.
Yeonjun. Cousin has super long hair. She looks so cute with these little horns.
Glitch mode part 2.
Bro, when the fuck are they touring?
I don't think I like that.
Okay.
There's my criticism.
Oh my god, they brought in ballroom dancers? Okay. I need to see Chaewon death drop. Now.
The music video does have a large amount of credits.
Ooh.
Oh my god. Yeah.
I'm gagged. Was that it? There's only one out. There's one. Only one video.
ooh. It's just.
Like an angel and dress like crazy. Oh, the girls are the lyrics? Golly. Ooh, the girls are girly? I can feel the transness leaving my veins. I'm feminizing. I call like an angel and dress
like crazy. Oh my god.
No.
Voguing backup dancers are the crew from Legendary. The House of Juicy Couture.
But it doesn't say who like choreographed the rest of it. Wait, pause it. I don't know if it up there. Chaewon wearing the Fear Not emblem shirt. Just in rhinestones. Park Soyeon, Lee Yejin.
Do not know them.
Todd Williamson. Park Soyeon.
I think she's been the main choreographer. Aww. Yeah, in-house choreographer The Source.
Oh, and Todd Williamson also works with Gem Republic.
Oh, okay.
Like, as an agency. Oh, nice. Signed to Gem Republic.
Hmm.
Oh, wow. Okay, Chanyeol. Oh, wow.
Okay, I haven't heard this. So, who is this man again?
Okay. He is a member of EXO.
That's crazy. I've never heard of them before.
Don't say that.
You can name one more.
I know Kai. That was a full sentence. No, I know Baekhyun because Jack got mad at me when I didn't know Baekhyun.
As any reasonable, regular person would do.
You know
so
one more.
So now I know Baekhyun.
We mentioned
who
one
else
earlier.
Is it?
Maybe even two.
That's so funny, because my brain simply doesn't remember things. Who else is in EXO? There was
so many people.
I truly don't even know how many members there are. I know like three of their songs. They've all been
Which three EXO songs do you think you know?
I think that I know Love Shot, because that's a banger.
Okay.
I know Growl.
I know Call Me Baby.
Okay.
You don't have to remember that one.
I remember their last... Oh, Cream Soda. I remember their last comeback.
Oh, yeah. My God.
That actually grew on me.
Aim has been secretly listening to Cream Soda without, like, knowing anything else about EXO.
Honestly, because the way that I listen to Spotify these days is when a playlist or an album finishes, it'll just be like, here's random other K-pop songs. And I'm like, okay. And then sometimes she'll be like, what is this? And it'll be Cream Soda. And I'll be like, huh. Oh.
Okay.
Oh, because I was curious where in the line Chanyeol was. Because I thought he was one of the younger members. I thought he was, like, maybe the Maknae, but he's not. Because the Maknae is Sehun, but he is like, because there's like 9 of them, he's like right in the middle.
There's 9, so I did guess right. I said there was anywhere between 7, 8, or 9 members. I sure. think that counts.
Sure. Yeah, he already fulfilled his military. He went really early.
Well, because Kai was the only one left, right?
No.
The military? Who? Really?
EXO's someone else has really delaying this.
Still has to go. I don't think he's gone already.
I've never heard of that man. Which is crazy.
Sehun is going one. In December.
Huh. I fully thought that, like, the reason... I mean, obviously they hadn't really been releasing albums whilst a lot of them were in the military, and so that was the reason that I hadn't heard of them, but I kind of thought that they all went to the military except for Kai, which is why I'd heard of Kai, because he released a solo when I got into K-pop, and I really
okay,
liked
and
it.
Kai okay, and like Sehun went in last December, so December 2023. Okay. So they're all in. Yeah. Oh,
man, they really
so they're
just
all in
stretched
or
out the
finishing
process. I really don't like it.
Yeah, they did.
And that's why... newbies like me are like, who the fuck are EXO?
Oh my God!
It's not my fault.
I'm quitting now. I'm quitting at episode 0.
It's not my fault that they've had the stupidest enlistment schedule known to man.
I'm gonna say something. So many.
You don't even like EXO. Why do you care if I don't know who they
are? I do like EXO. EXO and I healed our relationship between each other when Baekhyun and Kai were in Super M, and I got over everything.
And now you're an EXO-L.
But I have never been an EXO-L. No, I've never been an EXO-L. But I do think this is one of the permanent damages that ARMY have caused to the larger K-pop fandom, is just the historical erasure of EXO, which is great.
Okay, but yes, I don't disagree with you, but for me, it's not necessarily like an erasure thing. It's just I've kind of only have paid attention to groups who have been doing stuff since I've been K-pop, and EXO simply did not fall into that category. I listened to their last title track, was like, that's fucking weird, and then was like, why would I go back and listen to their other stuff? Like, I know they're really big songs, because...
they're really big songs.
Yeah, it would be impossible to ignore, but I didn't like them enough to be like, I'm gonna go back and listen to all this guy's other music.
Except Cream Soda.
Yeah. Except Cream Soda, apparently.
Well, that was very recent. Roll Chanyeol's tape. He's a rapper, FYI, so I have no idea what this is gonna sound like. I mean, I guess he's not a rapper, but he was, like, one of EXO's rappers.
But, of course, designated everybody rapper. Can just do everything.
Yeah. Okay. Broken traffic lights, uncompany life. People under SM really can just, like, do everything.
Yeah, this is a lot of singing for a rapper. a lot of singing for a rapper.
Just based off of this song, I would like to collab with Jordan.
It is giving a really chill black eye.
I might actually go listen to the rest of the album.
Yeah, that was chill.
Yeah, that was interesting. I've never heard anything he's done solo, if he's ever done mm-hmm. solo stuff before. Not usually something I would listen to, but yeah.
Is SM releasing a jazz group?
Who's in it?
Might be some.
They get their own music video for the Super Supernova jazz version. Dude, SM is always doing random shit. They're like, here's a symphony version of this song. Here's the orchestral version of this song.
But that's also like okay. Sometimes it just sticks, and then it like really just pushes the boundaries. What was that like? We were making. I don't remember what time we were talking about this, but it's just like, yeah, they do some really dumb shit, but like, it's what pushes like the whole K-pop industry to go forward or something.
Yeah, they have some interesting ideas sometimes. I just think this is funny. This is like a music video version. Because sometimes they'll just, yeah, sometimes they'll just like record the audio.
Okay, that's enough of this. Nope, they're just SM Jazz Trio. Oh, yeah. I can't see.
No, damn. Those three guys. Interesting. Jazz musicians.
Now picked up by SM, so now they're exclusively over there.
Yeah, hired or something.
They have a single. He has a birthday post. Wow.
He's part of SM Classics. How
wow.
Is this like how every company needs like a little trot singer in their pocket or something, you know?
Oh my god, yeah, the SM Wait, trot what? Group that's coming out. Okay, so hold on, let me like pull up information about it. Okay, so you know yeah. SM Rookies, right? And then
yes.
The rookies, the last group of rookies that were supposed to be part of the new NCT group, including Shotaro and Sungchan, and then Shohei, Eunsuk, Sunghan, was supposed to be part of the new NCT group. And then they removed Shotaro and Sungchan and added them to RISE, and then debuted the rest of those boys in RISE. One of the SM rookies that he ended up dropping out of the program entirely was a Japanese member named Shohei, and he dropped out because he got a back injury. And now they're revealed that he's going to be a member of this idol trot.
Wait. He has a second okay, so life a, through trot?
Yes. Yes. And it's so interesting because he's Japanese too. So I'm like, oh, okay. So this is like the Soombi article. So SM Entertainment has joined forces with TV Chosun to launch the Trot Idol Project. So representatives of SM and Chosun held this, they talk about the collaboration. The new Trot Idol group will consist of 5 members, including singers from Mr. Trot, which might have been a TV show, like a live show, voting maybe, not sure. Global K-pop trainees and actors.
Damn.
So there's a Miss Trot and a Mr. Trot show series, which I don't know if it was like competitive or not. We'll produce the group. Chosun will air a program that follows the members' journeys to debut, showcasing their musical challenges and growth. The show will be broadcast in Korea and Japan. Yeah, and apparently he is one of the members.
I'm so happy he found a new home.
I'm so
sad I'm never going to listen to any of his songs.
I'm going to listen.
I liked memeing with it at Immortal Songs, but I'm not going to listen to it.
It was so fun. I'll watch their, like, singles and stuff.
If they're on Music Bank, I'll watch it then. Sure.
But, yeah. I'm going to... Okay, for Matsushima, so Shohei, like... he was going to be my favorite in the new NCT group. He was part of, like, they did... like SM Rookies, Welcome to the SM/Neo Universe show, etc. And they had like all the rookies that debuted in RISE interviewing the NCT members, like asking them questions about stuff, like getting not feedback, what do you call it? Just like advice and just like talking about stuff and like working on them with stuff. So to all of us, we were like, okay, these boys are gonna be Neos. Like they're gonna be Neos. And then we were like, oh, maybe they removed him from the lineup because he was older. Like, he was 26. Wow. He's a 1996 line.
Okay, then super, yeah. super congratulations. Damn, that's so on old. Debuting, no matter what context.
Yeah. Yeah, so now he's going to debut in a trot group, hopefully.
When it comes onto our feed, I'm sure we'll be forced to listen to it.
I love Shohei. He even walked in the Peter Doe fashion show. Like, that's how serious his, like, debut was intended to be. Like, him, Geno, Sunghan. Like, iconic.
But yeah, I guess that's all we have this week, though.
Yeah. Wait, can we watch something? Psychers come back.
Oh, have you seen it yet?
It's just a trailer, right? Oh.
Yes, but it's trailer. Like a really good, it's like a 2 minute long preview.
But it's like setting everything up for the Psychers album release date, September 6th.
The one that came out, like the bittersweet preview, is like a full like 2 minute long preview.
Is it like a medley?
No, it's just the one song.
Okay. Shit.
I did not register this as a song because it's a yeah. Anyways, we ready?
Psychers.
Yeah.
Oh, 100,000%.
They're my little sons.
We're Psychers' pre-debut roadies. Are you kidding me?
Jump scare.
Come on, vocal.
Yes, Hyunwoo.
Good, you know, Minjay.
I'm gonna say, I'm glad they're not on Road to Kingdom, and they just went full force on this next album instead of being like, we have to save this comeback for Road to Kingdom, and then Kingdom.
Yeah. I was so nervous about them going to Road to Kingdom. Like, I just really didn't want them to have to suffer through that. But then also, like, it could have just been such good exposure for them.
Yeah, it is really disappointing that it seemed like they thought they were going on it too.
They definitely did.
So then, like, I just hope that whatever happened, like, they were okay with.
Yeah.
Like, I hope the rug didn't pulled out from under them kind of thing.
Yeah, I hope they hadn't spent too much time, like, preparing for it just to be like, oh, you wasted all that time now. But, super curious if something happened between KQ and Mnet, because
once again. Speculation.
So interesting. Nobody went to KCON this year. Yeah, just think it's interesting. KQ and then for them to drop out,
has two groups though, so
yeah,
yikes.
But I mean, you have Kings of KCON. AT is not going to KCON, but anyway, speculation. But I'm tired of Psychers being snubbed in the fifth generation. But I guess we just have to go through this again.
It's so fucked up. It's not what they deserve.
It's so upsetting. They're just so fucking good.
But this song sounds great. That's not even the title track.
It does sound really good. I'm really excited for this. I like the styling of it a lot, and I hope that that is like indicative of like what the sound for this album is going to be. But honestly, all of their albums have been so good in the past, like just like no skips for me. So I'm excited that something new is going to come out that I will probably really enjoy.
Yeah, that stuff's never let us down, so.
Never. Those are our kids. Forever.
Yeah, those are our
Since the beginning.
Pre-debut.
Kiki Fellas 2. When we had to, oh my god, when we had to rename our Discord channel, or, well, one, when Arena had to make a separate channel because Arena was like, stop fucking talking about Kiki Fellas 2 in the 80s channel. And I was like, oh, okay. And then the channel was called Kiki Fellas 2 for like months until,
months.
Yeah, like at least a year maybe until they got named Psychers. And then we were like, oh, we can actually name the channel now.
And then we got to see them open for the 80s, and it was really nice.
Yes. Yeah.
It must have been really cool.
It was so cool. It was great. And then last year I went to KCON to watch them, and like I went to all their little stages and stuff. And then I won the Psychers fan side and talked to Psychers.
Yeah, you're a
That's crazy.
Ultimate Rudy right here.
That's I almost forgot crazy. That happened.
I remember like
I was like, I get it. Honestly, that's how I feel about like AT send off too. Like after that, I'm like, oh, I understand why like people are obsessed with like wanting to see them all the time. I don't know. Right. I think it's like such a level of dopamine rush.
But yeah, I guess that's it for this week.
We're putting a kibosh on our yapping.
Thank you so much for listening.
Bye.
We'll be back at some point when this is edited, and we always have more things to talk about, but.
Yeah,
we'll
we're
see when this comes out.
Definitely still working it out. We'll, yeah, yes, there will be a lot of changes as we are learning this new fun thing. Because I just love forced friendship time. Honestly, at the end of the day.
Yay!
Bye.